Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment. Cry with me. I missed the weekend. Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you did have a good weekend. Hope we're going to have a good week. Fingers crossed, eh? It's the 10th of July, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Sure, Apple had a good weekend. They might have a little legal battle on their hands. Who's battling? Well, of course, Qualcomm. Who else? You might remember way back in January, Qualcomm and Apple, yeah, they haven't been getting along. That all had to do with patent and infringement and all that stuff. Well, guess what? That saga's continuing. According to a new statement from Qualcomm, they're saying that Apple continues to use our technology and they're not paying for it. They've left us no choice but to say, you've got to stop this. And when they mean by stop, I think they're pretty much saying stop importing iPhones into the U.S. Whoa! Yeah, that's right. Seems the talks have broke down, so Qualcomm has filed a lawsuit to attempt to stop the import of iPhones and some iPads that are coming into the United States. Why does this stuff always seem to happen when we've got a new iPhone coming out? Just me. At least the lawyers are happy. Chrome OS, gonna start looking a lot more like Android. Who would have thunk that? And we all know that Chrome OS and Android, yeah, they're kind of getting more friendly together. All you have to do is look at Chromebooks running Android apps right now. Oh, there you go. But now it seems that Google's trying to imitate some of Android's UI in Chrome OS. In case you hadn't seen, Google's actually released a version of Chrome OS that's touch-friendly. The new update actually has a launcher. Yep, that looks familiar. With a search bar that you can swipe up to reveal more apps. Yep, also familiar. Now, mind you, the Canary builds, yeah, beta. Very, very much beta. Although we have seen with other builds in the past, it will make its way over to public builds eventually. Meaning, yes, we're probably going to be seeing this pretty soon. Sorry to let you know this on a Monday, particularly when a weekend's passed, but hey, you got next weekend to try this out, because guess what? PlayStation 4 games, now on PS Now. Yeah, that's right, Sony has launched the very first PlayStation 4 games. Which, by the way, currently only playable on your PlayStation 4 and Windows PC. You can finally start trying out this service. Mind you, though, there isn't a whole hell of a lot here yet. Though there are a few big titles. God of War 3 Remastered, yeah, it's on there. WWE 2K16, yeah, it's there. Dead Nation Apocalypse Edition. There's a few others in there too, but I'll just let that be a surprise to you guys and gals. PlayStation Now, of course, streams the games right off Sony's servers, meaning the amount of data you use isn't actually based on what game you play, but for how long you actually play it. Regardless, you got something to look forward to next weekend. And finally, seems that NASA has found its inner Bruce Willis. Oh yeah, they're ready to save the world. You see that big asteroid coming? NASA gonna save you by hitting it with a satellite. Okay. It's called DART. That's the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. And it's a mission to demonstrate an asteroid's deflection technique for planetary defense. Okay, I need to slow down here. This is getting a little over my head. Anyways, NASA's got a plan. They're saying that they will fill a refrigerator-sized satellite, and then they're going to hit one of the asteroids to knock it off course, so it doesn't hit the Earth. Now, how are they going to do this without something actually heading towards the Earth? Well, there is a couple of asteroids apparently that are headed for us, but apparently will just sideswipe us. That's the time we're going to test this out. One will be in October of 2022, and again in 2024, just in case they missed that first one. The satellite will apparently use its onboard targeting system to hit one of these asteroids at 3.7 miles per second, or shall we say roughly 9 times faster than a bullet. Wow, that's pretty fast. NASA then will, of course, measure to see how much they've actually knocked that sucker off course. Hence, in the end, if all goes well, they save the world. Just like Bruce. I just hope when they test this thing out in 2022 or 2024, they hit it the right way. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, you know it already. That's where our podcasts live, that's where our blog lives, and that's where our review section lives, too. I suggest you get on over there and check it out if you haven't already. Give us a like, too, on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community, that's over there at our Slack room. Come join us. Do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Monday. Smile, okay? And thank you very much, as always, for listening.